Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Christmas Day, Terry Bradshaw is giving away a house on the Fox Bet Super 6 app. Scan the QR code and enter your picks in the Christmas special contest. Then opt into the house giveaway sweepstakes for your chance to win. One lucky winner will be announced on Christmas during the Browns-Packers game on Fox. Don't miss out. It's free to play.
By the way, you spent a lot of time in Miami. I just read something. The Dolphins are looking to become the first team in the history of the league to win 7+ games immediately following 7 straight losses. It's never been done in league history. And everybody was burying Brian Flores, and we were on their show saying, no, we know he can coach. That's not the issue. The question is, are you going to commit to Tua or not? And once they committed to Tua, he feels better. The O-line, it's like when you – Miami games all look the same to me. They're all, like, safe. They've got a game plan. They, you know, a lot of between the 20s, not a lot of dynamic stuff. I mean, Jalen Waddle was out yesterday, so, I mean, there's just nobody separating. So Tua is in a situation where none of his receivers are really truly open. They play good defense.
But he's extremely accurate, and they play good defense.
I think Miami is New England light. That when I watch them play, I feel like I'm getting – got two Alabama quarterbacks, both with a little low ceiling. I feel like I'm getting the same – and by the way,
I'll take it. Everyone's talking about the Patriots like they're about to be in the Super Bowl. So
no, I think Miami's fine. I think Miami's fine. I mean,
they've won 6 straight.
So this is hard. Tom Brady just got shut out. Welcome to the National Football League. Howie Long, 13 years, a Hall of Famer, Fox Sports legend, joining us. Let's start on the 2-point conversion. Just lay it out for me. I thought it was a wildly entertaining game. I don't know if Buck and Aikman thought they were going to get that good of a game. Then all of a sudden you're like, this is really fun. Where do you land on the 2-point conversion by Baltimore?
Well, first, I think Tyler Huntley had a great game. 2 touchdown passes, you know, both to the tight end and 2 runs. It's the same exact play they dialed up versus Pittsburgh, and everyone knows where it's going to Andrews. I think – when you roll out in that situation, you cut half the field off and you limit both his ability to see the field as a thrower and to have holes as a runner. I think when you run that play out of gun, you drop back, you're putting pressure on the defense, both from his ability to run and his ability to throw, and he'd already ran in for two. I would have kind of expanded the field both from a passing standpoint and a running standpoint. And earlier in the game when they went for it on fourth down, I would have taken the points. I would have taken the three early. Points are so valuable, particularly when you're trying to keep pace with Green Bay. It's impossible to do. Aaron makes it look so easy.
Yeah. So it's I said this earlier, is don't get caught up in the art. We forget the last four Super Bowl champs. Last year, New England, Tommy was 7-5 in Tampa. The Chiefs were 6-4 and struggled at the end of the regular season. Philadelphia had Nick Foles. The New England team that won had no deep threat. Gronk was barely healthy. And I look at Dak and his numbers coming off, and I say to myself, is part of this Dak going, all right, I'm 9-0 when we get 100 yards rushing. I'm facing a backup quarterback. I'm audibling out of anything that's high risk. This is winning the most games, playing it safe offensively. And so our reaction is, this is ugly. There's no, it's not dynamic. And I'm like, you know what? January football is not that dynamic. It's not. I mean, or am I being too positive for the Cowboys?
No, I think, you know, look no further than the Patriots. You know, how many ugly Super Bowls have they won? They've
right.
won Super Bowls by 2, 3, 4, 5 points in the final moments. I think part of the issue is, one, Dak was coming back from an injury. And again, I'm not sure if he's fully 100%. He says he's healthy, but I don't know if that's the case. You know, they're certainly not stretching the field now, but both running backs have been, you know, particularly Zeke has been beat up. And Pollard gives them a burst, but, you know, Zeke gives them that between the tackle kind of presence. And I think it's a great change up. And yesterday they had that. And when the run game works, and, you know, I know you talked about it earlier in the show and I talked about it yesterday, you know, they're undefeated when they rush for over 100 yards. And I think you look at the dynamic wide receivers and you say, why aren't we throwing the ball all over the yard? Those three receivers have only been on the field while counting yesterday 5 times this season, and only once in successive weeks. So there's a lot of moving parts there with, you know, the limitations of Zeke being banged up. You know, Tyron Smith has been banged up. You know, maybe they can get it. Now they're in the number 2 slot and they have the tiebreakers. Who would have thought that would happen?
Right.
Based on where they were. And the script has been flipped. Their defense has been amazing. Lawrence Gregory and Parsons, I think he's a guy. The advantage you have with him is, unlike an Aaron Donald or a classic, you know, Garrett at defensive end, you can put him anywhere in your defense and he can rush the quarterback from anywhere in your defense. So it's difficult to kind of script something up and say, hey, we're going to go set our protection here, because he could be lined up on the right side, looping to the left side. And it's really a fun thing to watch. And he's certainly in the running for Defensive Player of the Year along with Diggs.
So your son plays for the Chiefs. He's part of that rebuild. And, you know, it's now, I said this after the Chargers, that Chargers team was playing really good football. That was a really impressive win. It's a rookie head coach. Don't look at the Chargers in week 3. Look at the Chargers now. They're really good. And you went into SoFi and you won that game. And I was like, okay, this should be the Super Bowl favorite. That's the team. They've gotten the offensive line. So your son plays there. What do you think?
Yeah.
Give me a little behind the scenes on. They weren't right. Their offense wasn't right. It's okay. It's a long season. They've done something to button it up. What is it?
Well, a couple of things. One is, I think you go back to the Buffalo game defensively, and that was the low point. That was as bad a game defensively as you
yeah.
could have. And Steve Spagnuolo is always, seems like, I don't know what he does from, you know, it doesn't happen weeks 1 through 8, and it happens weeks 8 through whatever. And he did it with the Giants, and he's done it in multiple places, including Kansas City. They've turned that around. And Chris Jones coming inside at defensive tackle, he's a game wrecker. They missed him last week significantly, particularly in the run. But offensively, you know, it wasn't like people were running complex stuff versus them. It's a cover 2 shell, and they're saying, we're going to force you to methodically go down the field in 10, 12 play drives. This is a Ferrari offense, and they don't want to be in lane two. They want to be in the far left lane and going 120 miles an hour. I think them making the adjustment after the Tennessee game where they scored 3 points and Mahomes got beat up and took that one brutal hit.
Yeah.
I think Andy Reid, and he did the same thing in Philadelphia when they struggled. You go to screen passes, you go to short passes, you get the ball in the hands of your athletes, and it's yards after the catch. 65% going into the Chargers game, 65% of their yards in the passing game were yards after the catch. Now that set up the second half where Mahomes kind of and Kelce kind of looked like Mahomes and Kelce in the playoffs, and you know where they're really hot. This team's won a lot of games here down the stretch, and I think they're very confident. You rebuild your entire offensive line. That's not only challenging on the field, but it's challenging from a communication standpoint, from a chemistry standpoint, and I think they've done a great job up there.
Hey, the Arizona's interesting. Back-to-back years, Kyler's great early, gets banged up, comes back maybe a little early, not the same quarterback. Is it? And let's be honest, his mobility is a huge component to his game. Should we worry?
Sure.
You tell me, should we worry, or is this just your usual 2 or 3 game slide that almost every team has?
Well, one is I think their offensive line's been banged up. And two, they ran into Aaron Donald last week and with a bad offensive line, you know, in terms of people being injured. And Aaron Donald reminded everybody that, hey, I get double teamed on 70% of every single snap and nobody's talking about me. And I had Steve Keim on the phone this past week and he said, Aaron Donald's the best football player in the NFL. That's a challenge when you have, and I always go to the analogy, big truck beats little truck. You see Justin Herbert, you see Patrick Mahomes, you see these, you know, more of the classic quarterbacks. When you get hit at that size, I mean, who likes to get hit? Nobody likes to get hit. You know, and if I, no matter how tough you are, if I hit you with a hammer enough, you're going to start blinking. And that certainly has been the case. And he came back from an injury. The concern that I have is twofold. One is you go back to the Green Bay game. They go on what would have been a season-defining drive, and it's over 90 yards. And on the final play, they're going to run a fade to A.J. Green. A.J. Green thinks it's a run.
Yeah, yeah.
That cost them the Green Bay game and cost them a tie with Green Bay for home field advantage. And then I go back to the Rams game at the end of the game, and I say, why does everyone on the field think you're spiking the ball but you? Now, to me, that's inexcusable for you in a two-minute offense. Everyone, you do it all the time. You hammer it down. It's the details. And then I go to the Detroit game. Now, Detroit's like Rocky. You know, they're the southpaw that nobody wants to fight because they're game and they've got a big left hook and you just can't kill them. And Detroit played that way. And Arizona wasn't prepared. Listen, they were shorthanded. The offensive line's banged up. But there's more than enough talent for them to go on the road and secure a game like that in Detroit with games versus you've got Indy and you've got Dallas next. So not only are you – forget about home field advantage. Now you start worrying about the division and the seeding.
Yeah. All right, Howie. You're going to do a lot of traveling here. Get your suitcase ready. You know,
yeah, how about it?
A lot of that. So I don't have to do that stuff. You are now getting close to hanging out with Glazer at the hotel bar. You just get ready for that stuff.
You know what?
Get
that's
hydrated.
God's way. That's God's way of balancing things out. It can only be so good. Hey, happy holidays to you guys. Have a really great week.
All right. Howie Long. By the way, he sent me a Christmas card. He's got big kids and beautiful women in the family. The Howie Long family. That's great.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news!
This is the Herdline News.
Well, Howie just mentioned that Packers game. The Packers clinched their third straight NFC North title yesterday with their 31-30 win over the Ravens. After the win, Aaron Rodgers talked about the team's accomplishment.
You have to savor these a little bit. You know, these are special. It's just the first step in our goals. But a lot of times a coach speak, and I'm not saying Matt did this, but a lot of times there might be coach speak that takes over and says, hey, you know, this is okay. This is just one goal, and we have bigger goals and stuff. But I think it's important to keep that perspective on how special accomplishing this is 3 years in a row. And so just to enjoy it, to savor it, savor these moments. These are special moments.
Hey, listen, if you're an old Packer fan, you remember the 80s and they weren't winning division titles. Like winning a division title, like it's a big deal for Dallas. It's a big deal.
Yeah, he's absolutely right. You shouldn't take it for granted. You don't want to celebrate it like you've never been there before, but you can appreciate that that's a very hard thing to do.
And they've overcome massive injuries all year.
Honestly, we've talked about it a lot, and people ask me about it a lot, and I'm sure that you do too. People always ask you who's going to be in the Super Bowl. And
I think Green Bay is.
I'm like, honestly, there's no great team in the NFL this year, and I think that's why we're seeing so much parity. To me, that's the explanation for all the parity, is that there's lots of good teams.
Yeah.
We've seen greatness.
Yeah.
But there's no great team. And then the one team, if I had to pick one, is Green Bay.
Yeah.
They're the first ones to secure a playoff spot.
And they also have an advantage that all the other top seeds in the NFC are warm weather teams. Tampa, Rams, Dallas. So, Lambeau's always been a home field advantage, but it wouldn't be as big an advantage against a Philadelphia.
Right.
Right? Or a Seattle. It's like, no, like the Rams going and playing in that weather would be an absolute advantage.
Rodgers also had a big game. He tied Brett Favre's franchise record of 442 touchdown passes. He accomplished that 45 games faster than Favre, 210 versus 255. He only needed three to tie and four to break, so he will break that, obviously. He's in his 17th season with the Packers. Had a tremendous year. And they have the Browns at home on Christmas Day and are currently 7.5-point favorites. Obviously, the Browns will hopefully be much more staffed than they will be today, but it's going to be, you know, a rough week for the Browns as well. So the Steelers beat the Titans 19-13, and it was a record-setting day for two key players. T.J. Watt set the franchise record for single-season sacks 2 decades after James Harrison set it against the same team. Watt had has a league-leading 17 sacks this season, having an unbelievable year. And with 66.5 career sacks, he has the third most sacks by a player in his first 5 seasons since 1982. Only Reggie White and J.J. Watt have more. And Ben Roethlisberger also passed Philip Rivers for 5th on the NFL's all-time passing yards list with 63,443 yards. And he also scored his first rushing touchdown since 2018.
There was almost an egregiously bad spot in that game.
Oh, my God. That spot was nonsense. I'm so glad.
I'm so glad
the NFL, as they are often do, see things aren't working and adjust them. I'm so glad that they're like, this replay, there's no need for all those.
So after they stopped him, because I had the Steelers. So I was, you know, I had the Steelers in the bet. So I was like, I picked them. I'm like, oh, they won. And when they paused, I went, no. This is going to be the worst spot of the year. And by the way, we always bang on officiating. I wish we had full-time officials. I think it's time. The league makes plenty of money. By and large, I think it's a hard game to officiate. Unlike basketball, the field's so enormous.
Right.
You have all these starters. Everybody's going in a million directions. The ball's on the ground. You can't see. It's a hard game to officiate. Like, they're all hard. It's really hard. In baseball, most of it's first base and home plate. Football, you got this gigantic field. There's huge plays up and down the sideline. But that would have been we've got to revise the replay operation.
It was so bad. They got it right, though.
They got it right.
I don't want to hear from you Titans fans. That was the absolute right. The spot was egregious. Like, I was with you. I'm watching it. I'm like, oh, it's over. Great. And I'm like, what are they looking at? What do you mean?
The internet imploded. It was like, no, time out. The whole operation of replay, let's just break it down and start over if you butcher that.
But they got it right. And the AFC North is wide open right now. Bengals 8-6, Ravens 8-6, Browns 7-6.
Browns can lead the division if they win today.
Every game for every team in this division is a playoff game from here on out. The Bengals' last 3 games are Ravens, Chiefs, and at the Browns. Ravens' last 3 games, Bengals, Rams, Steelers. And the Browns have the Raiders, Packers, Steelers, and Bengals. So it's going to be anyone's guess who ends up winning this division.
Listen, the Raiders are right now a mess. I think the Browns are going to win a game with Nick Mullins. I absolutely think they'll win.
I have absolutely no idea what's going to happen.
Neither do I, but I just want to have conviction on the air. But I really do think they have all their best defensive players. As long as you have Miles Garrett.
They're a more talented team. They were decimated. They moved the game. The Raiders were not happy with it. Either the players and the coaches, but like, look, this is what it is. The Browns didn't do anything wrong. That there was an outbreak because there's a variant. It didn't happen because of unvaccinated players. So everyone's talking about, oh, like whatever happened to the protocols released at the end of the year. Don't know what you were reading, but it was very clear. They said they weren't going to move games for unvaccinated outbreaks. That's not what happened here. So I'm glad they moved the games.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not convenient for the players and coaches. It's not, none of this is ideal. But they needed to move it. And look, they didn't even end up getting that many people back. Like, they still don't have Baker. They still don't have Case Keenum. They're not going to have Stefanski.
I mean, the Rams are, I think they got Cooper Kupp back and Jalen Ramsey back. I think. But, I mean, the Rams against the Seahawks tomorrow. It's going to be a mess.
Everyone's just trying to figure it out.
Yep, you're just trying to get through it.
So the Jets fell to 3-11 after the 31-24 loss to the Dolphins yesterday. Zach Wilson was asked about how much responsibility falls on him when the team is averaging 16 points a game and less than 300 yards of offense. He responded, yeah, I don't worry about that stuff. He was 13 of 23, 170 yards, 0 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, was also sacked 6 times. So that doesn't help when you're a young quarterback. But
no.
Look, the Dolphins have a good defense, and the Jets are not good this year.
Well, one of the reasons I said, and you're as my witness, I said what I worry about, I have maybe 3 of the best defensive coaches in the league. McDermott, Flores, Belichick, rookie quarterback. So my takeaway in this whole experiment was you do get that you're just starting over with a player that has some similarities to Darnold, talented, mobile, athletic, but a little reckless. So this is the best defensive coach division in football. Now when you go to like the NFC West, I've got Kingsbury, I've got Shanahan, I've got McVay. That's why it's hard for Seattle. I've got an offensive coach, staff, all through the division. So this is going to be a rough sled. You're facing Miami's defense, and New England's defenses are top three or four in the league, and they're not getting worse. They got a lot of young stars.
And I mean, the Bills are struggling right now, but they're going to figure it out, and they still have Josh Allen. So, yeah, I mean, it looks bleak moving forward for the Jets, at least for the rest of the season. They're going to have to get a lot more pieces in there.
Good stuff. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Live News. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Wolf and Shepherd, my favorite shoes, incredibly comfortable, wolfandshepherd.com, the Swift Knits. Check out their catalog, too, wolfandshepherd.com. We call it the three-word game. We are forced to succinctly describe every game starting Thursday until tomorrow night of the NFL season, week 15, and here we go. Chargers and the Chiefs. Chargers, Mahomes schooled. Three touchdown passes, all of them in the fourth and overtime. Didn't play well early, but Patrick had 106 passer rating, 410 passing yards, which was a season high. And when they really needed Patrick Mahomes, What a surprise. He delivered to Travis Kelce, and this play sealed it. Patriots Colts, Truck Tractor Taylor. Oh, Jonathan Taylor. 11 straight games with at least one touchdown. We loved him out of Wisconsin. He averaged 6 yards per carry. And I predicted the Colts would win last week, and I said, New England's run defense is only 18th. It's not great. There's a lot of I don't want to throw against New England. I do believe you can run right at them, guard, center, guard, and I think the Colts did. Dallas, New York, defense digs in. Trayvon Diggs, first player with 10-plus interceptions. They do what they do. They're a little slow offensively, but the Cowboys' defense does lead the NFL with 23 interceptions and 31 takeaways this year. That's a ton. That's tied for most in the entire National Football League. Houston, Jacksonville, first pick again. Jaguars, second year in a row, will have the first pick in the NFL draft. They don't need a quarterback, so they've got some leverage here. If they want to move down, they certainly could. Tennessee, Pittsburgh, steal in it. 4 takeaways by the Steelers. Big Ben's first win with under 200 yards of offense. Yes, the Steelers were outgained by 150 yards. It was painful to watch. But listen, sometimes you're led by D, sometimes you're led by O. That was all defense. Jets, Dolphins, way too close. Miami never led until the fourth. Very competitive game. Zach Wilson had his moments. The Dolphins look to become the first team in league history to win 7-plus straight games immediately following 7-plus games of losses in the same season. So they're doing it. This was funny, actually. They're doing it the way they're doing it. But right now, they got a shot to get in. Green Bay, Baltimore, first to clinch. Third straight NFC North title. You know what's interesting about the Packers? They're 11-3 against the spread, which, and fans love betting favorites, but they're still better than we think. They're the best team in the NFL against the spread, and they nearly blew a 14-point lead. They got a little conservative, which, you know, you can be prone to do, but they hold on in the clinch. Detroit, Arizona, trust the Goffense. Jared Goff, this is a weird stat, 8-0 last 8 times he's faced the Cardinals. But he had 140 passer rating. Jared Goff had the highest completion percentage, 81%, and the highest passer rating, 140, of any quarterback in the league this week. He's had a rough year. Good for Jared Goff. Carolina Buffalo, not sweet Carolina. They're a mess. They didn't have a kicker against the Bills. Cam's off. It's just bad. He had a 47% completion percentage. I don't know. Maybe it was the Christmas jerseys the Bills wore. It's not good. By the way, Cam is 0-12 in his last 12 starts for the Carolina Panthers. Cincinnati, Denver, Joe got burrowed. Listen, fifth road win for a team that's rebuilding. For anybody that's wondering about Zach Taylor, forget winning 5 games. They've won 5 road games. Joe Burrow had a big play in that game, and he leads the NFL, Joe Burrow does, with 12 touchdown passes of 30 or more yards. So that tells you they've got a better O-line than we suspect and playmaking wide receivers in Cincinnati. Atlanta, San Francisco, I watched all of this. 49ers gold rush. Jimmy G leads the NFL at 8.5 yards per attempt. I know none of you like Jimmy G, but he spins it down the field. They don't dak and dunk here, man. They throw the ball down the field to Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, and George Kittle. And by the way, Garoppolo had a 78% completion percentage. He's accurate, good release, guy can play. Tampa and New Orleans, no cannons fired. Chris Godwin just announced out for the year, tore his ACL. Mike Evans, hamstring. Leonard Fournette hurt. Brady sacked 4 times. Right tackle Tristan Wirfs was manhandled. He was shut out at home. Tom Brady was, for the first time in his NFL career. That defensive front for New Orleans, they have beaten him now 4 out of the 5 times they have faced Tom Brady as a Buccaneer. Vegas, Cleveland, Browns on bubble. Only a half game out of the wild card spot. Can move into first place tie AFC North with a win against the Raiders. In fact, it wouldn't be a tie because of the head-to-head. So I like Cleveland today. They're missing nine starters, but they've got their interior O-line, a tight end I like, two good receivers in Nick Chubb, and their four best defensive players all available. So I think they win a really ugly game, and the Raiders have been man overboard for about 2 months. Minnesota-Chicago, tonight barely hanging on. Listen, Justin Fields is coming off his first multiple touchdown game, so I'm interested. Now, the Bears have lost 7-8. There are reports that Matt Nagy will be fired after the season, but I think they're interesting. You don't have to be great to be interesting. And I think I want to watch him tonight. I want to watch his growth because right now, outside of Mac Jones, he's the young quarterback I'm seeing do some things. It's inconsistent, but he's doing some things. Seahawks-Rams tomorrow. Seahawks play spoiler. They're coming off back-to-back wins, first time this year. They've got eight players on the COVID list. But again, they got their left tackle. They got their safety. They got their best linebacker. They've got Russell Wilson. And the Rams currently have 20 players on the COVID list. Now, the Rams have been good. They were good against Arizona shorthanded. My theory's always been you can play a backup quarterback for a couple weeks. You can play shorthanded for 1 or 2 weeks. When you start asking players to overcompensate or a backup quarterback week after week after week, it goes sideways pretty fast. So I like Seattle in this game. And then another one that's interesting, a Washington football team, Philadelphia tomorrow, battle on bubble. They're both 6-7, both a half game back of New Orleans. I love Philadelphia in this game. Now, a lot of it is the COVID breakout for Washington. But the thing that Philadelphia has done throughout the course of this year, and Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts deserve credit here, they've got an absolute identity. They are the best running team in the league. They're the opposite of the Bills. They're not going to throw it over the top, but they're going to run the ball, own the clock. They do what they do. They're playing to their strengths. And I think Philadelphia is another one of those teams. If they get into the playoffs, somebody's going to be a 10-point favorite over them, and I wouldn't want to play them. They're so unique and so different. Those are the kind of teams that would scare me if I go in as a 12-point favorite. You know, Green Bay played Philadelphia in round one. I wouldn't want that game. They don't throw the ball down the field. Just run it. Take Aaron out of the game. Those are the scary teams. So the three-word game, Howie Long, Greg Olson, Mike Silver all showed up today. It was great on a Monday. So I got Cleveland and the Raiders, and I'll take Cleveland ugly, low-scoring, close. And I'll take Minnesota, again, low-scoring, ugly, kind of close. And that's where we're at. You know, I looked at all the standings today. It's weird. New Orleans does not feel like a playoff team to me. And then I'm like, well, they crushed the Packers early. They just shut out Tom Brady. It's a revolving door. Taysom Hill made a couple plays. So, just the AFC to me this morning feels very pure. Like everybody in feels like Colts are now in. Everybody in the AFC playoff picture. NFC is a little muddy at the bottom, but I got to watch the Niners yesterday. I'm telling you, I know y'all don't like how good-looking Jimmy G is. They're a handful. They are so physical. Their receivers are physical. Their tight ends are physical. Their defensive front is physical. Keep your eye on the 49ers. We'll see you tomorrow. Speak for yourself on a Monday. Starts now.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.